Hello.
Hi, is this Eliza?
Speaking.
Hi, Eliza. How are you doing today? This is Joe calling you from our design agency.
Hi, Joe. How you doing?
I'm pretty good, thank you. How about yourself?
I'm doing okay.
Great. So, Eliza, do you have a minute?
Yes, so I so see you
Perfect.
sent me it's ready, so I didn't can you send me the link again?
Sure, absolutely. Just give me a moment. Let me send you the link. I just sent you the link.
Okay, hold on.
Sure.
Hold on just a second.
Sure, take your time.
Yeah, hi.
Yeah. Are you on the
Yeah,
website?
I got the link. Yeah, give me a second. I just had a beep, so sorry.
No worries.
Wow, there's so many things going on. Let me see this. Customize. Still having the same issue. I can't scroll down.
It has a scroll bar on it now, and like inside of it.
Yeah, but when I scroll down, line 2 is still blocked. Remember the screenshot I sent you then?
Yeah, I
If
still
you
have that screenshot, yeah.
so that's the same issue. I mean, I see how you change that when I click on stainless steel, adhesive black, back, it changes the color. And you have the fonts, and based on that, the fonts change, which is very good. The problem is that it's not the layout is not the entire page is not, it's you know what I mean.
Yeah, I get it, I get it. So, I don't know
It
what's
needs to be in
like
the
the
center. The pop-up from the customization options needs to be in the center of the page, and I should be able to scroll down the entire thing and see the bottom of the thing. It's not normal. It's not, you know what I mean. I have to tell you.
I get it, I get it, yeah. Let me send you a screenshot of what I am able to see on my screen. Just a second. Okay. Okay, I just sent you a screenshot. So this is what I'm able to see on my screen. I guess it's again the responsiveness, or I don't know. Last time I believe I spoke to you, I asked you about your screen size. It was you told me it was 15-inch laptop, right?
Yeah, see, your screen has the. But it doesn't make sense that it should vary from screen size.
Yeah. So right now, as I told you earlier, this actual version is not mobile responsive at this moment because we are doing changes on a daily basis. We are working on the site. Like once all the changes are done, once you approve the page, we are good to go. No more changes are required on this page. Then we'll make this page responsive. So this page will be smart enough to automatically detect the screen size and fit on it. So right now, if you notice,
I got it.
yeah. So if you notice, like if you open the website on different platforms, let's say if you open it up on a mobile phone, you won't be able to see anything on your mobile phone right now. But once it's done, the website will be responsive, so you'll have the mobile version of the site as well.
Makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that makes sense because I see that I'm when I open it on my phone, the whole web page was like cut in half.
Exactly, yeah. So you don't have to worry about that. You don't have to worry on that point. So once edited, once all those changes are done, like page by page, once a page is done, once a page does not require any more changes, we'll make it responsive. So it'll automatically detect the screen size and fit on that screen size automatically. So the website will be
makes
smart
sense.
Enough.
So this is very good, the way it looks from the buyers and from the
mm-hmm.
clients.
Mm-hmm.
My question is, from the back-end dashboard,
uh-huh.
are you going to make like the capabilities for me to customize entire customization page?
Absolutely.
So the functionalities are good for this specific listing, but different listings are bigger, smaller. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. So let me
so
explain.
I think the next step should be where
mm-hmm.
I can upload different pictures, and we can test that out and see if we can like mainstream it. So it should be able to fit. I should be able to customize it back end for
sure,
every
yeah.
single listing.
Absolutely. So at the back end, what you'll have is you'll have multiple options. For example, the first option that you'll see if you're going for this product, like say this particular product, then it'll give you multiple options. It'll give you the option to input all the corners or mount type. For example, you pick 3 or 4 mount types. All right. So it'll ask you to
mm-hmm.
upload pictures for each type. Now, each type will have a different picture. So whatever type the customer selects, the picture will change automatically. It's happening right now, right?
So can you share with me, like, the back-end login where I will be having, like, the admin access or something? Where I want to try that out if it's up and running already. If it's not functioning yet, then I'll wait. But if it's up and running, so maybe we should test it out now.
It is actually up and running, but right now, since the website is on a demo link, demo server, so all of our like websites are on a demo link. So if we give you the admin access, so it has all the websites. So I guess right now, team will allow me to have the admin access. But once the website is transferred to your own server, so then we will be able to give you the admin access to the site. Because if you
how will I be able to test it?
So if you want, we can transfer it to a different server and give you the admin access so you can check it out, test it out. But even if at later
yeah.
stages, any assistance is required or if you want any help, we will be helping you out. You don't have to worry about it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so where do we go from here?
You tell me if this page looks good, we can move on to further pages, further products on the website. You told me there are a few products that you were that you'll have some of the products ready, right?
Yeah, I have some of the products ready. So
yeah, if you could send me those, we start uploading those products to the site and upload like
no,
get
so
there.
Again. So
mm-hmm.
I don't want you guys to upload the images.
Oh, okay,
I want to
okay.
do all the uploading myself. I just want you to create a system where
mm-hmm.
you can make it simple for me to upload. So. Because
all
I'm
going
to be uploading, taking off, removing, adding, changing, you know, that's going to happen on a daily, hourly basis because
oh, I see.
There's going to be 100, 200 products on this. It's very hard for me to send you everything, and then I'm going to have to be doing everything. So this website needs to be capable of me
uh-huh.
being able to do all the edits.
Perfect. So let me ask the team to transfer your website to a different server so we could give you the admin access so you could upload the products, the description, the pictures, and everything yourself, test it out. If you're facing any trouble, if you think anything's missing at the back end, we'll be adding that out as well. All right?
Okay, perfect. Okay, I'll be waiting for your email.
Perfect. I'll forward it to my team, and as soon as I get any update, I guess Sam will drop you an email. We'll hop on a phone call again, and we'll take it from there.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Thank you, Liza. Take care. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.